Welcome to CS2910, Teaching Practicum. My name is Luther Tychonovich, and I'll be your virtual instructor for this course. I had hoped to have this course with in-person synchronous meetings or remote synchronous meetings so we could share ideas and learn from each other. Unfortunately, scheduling and so forth, that wasn't able to work out. I may try to have some synchronous meetings, still working on getting those to happen as an optional extra. But primarily, this course will be working based on an asynchronous model. That is to say, I'm going to assume that you are going to consume the material on your own. It's organized around the weekly modules, each with several parts. And each of those parts, the intent is to have a write-up and a video and an audio, with the intent that each of these will cover the same material and you can consume them however you want. Right now, the audio is likely to be extracted purely from the video, though I may at some point decide to make dedicated sort of podcast material there as well. So this is the basic concept. And in addition to each of these parts, you're going to have a quiz that you'll be taking each week, linked again from the course website, the same place as the other material. That quiz will be retakeable. You can continue taking it until you get it correct, or as correct as you want. Together, these quizzes will be 35% of your grade, because there will be 7 required topics, each with a quiz worth 5% of your overall grade. There will also be 15% associated with a final paper. This is an opportunity for you to share with us and help the department improve and help other TAs improve. There are 3 topics you can write your paper on. You can talk about what you have learned as a TA. You can talk about how you would adjust the course you are with or how you adjust our curriculum as a whole. Any of these topics are fine. The goal here again is to have you share ideas with us. So we're not going to grade this based on sort of strict grammar rules and the like. We aren't giving you specific page limits and so forth. Although at least half a page, several pages is more typical for this paper. And then you have, of course, this leaves half of your grade. 50% is not listed here. So we're also going to ask your supervisor, whichever instructor is supervising you, to just give you a letter grade based on how good you were as a TA. Traditionally, most of our faculty really like their TAs, and so many of you will get an A on that. But these will be combined to give you your letter grade according to a fairly standard numerical breakdown of how these things all work. This is what you'll need to do for this course. So I hope that you'll go forward and look at the material for this first week. And I will look forward to seeing you in additional videos.